Rosie Beats Marine.
Blog Talk Radio.
179-0, 146 knockouts, and zero losses. Charlie Zelenoff, your host today, the Pound for Pound King. What's up, everybody? Well, first and foremost, before I get in and talk about boxing, I want to say this, and I didn't say for sure, I might be going back to Ukraine this year. Hell no, I'm not back with Daria. Fuck no. Nope, it's another girl. For another girl, yeah. See, something I gotta think about. No, it's not. Hell no! Listen, man, when I make a decision, the decision is made. I'm done with Daria. My ex-wife, no, I forgot about her, man. My fucking homie, he keeps mentioning her. I'm like, motherfucker, you keep mentioning her, he pissed me off, man. I'm like, dude, quit talking about my ex-wife. I'm thinking, I'm like, what, you like her or something? He's like, oh, no, man. I'm like, shit. This motherfucker keeps talking about my ex-wife. I know she's fucking hot and everything, but it's time to move on, man. Might as well talk about Claudia. But look, there's another girl I met. She's really hot. She's in Ukraine. And, you know, well, I don't know her too well, but, I mean, I don't know. So far, it's good, but told her for Valentine's, you know, maybe. Or somewhere in March, maybe, you know. I don't know. We'll see. Because the thing is, you know, she's like, really into me and my boxing, too. But one thing, though, maybe I got a better idea, though. Bring her out to L.A., but see, with her, it'll be a lot easier to bring her out here because I think she has a visa and she speaks fluent fucking English. Yeah, Daria spoke a little bit of English. Like, yeah, she understands it and she can speak it. Like, this chick, man, when she was talking, well, we started talking in Russian, but when she started speaking English to me, I was like, what the fuck? Like, her accent, like, she does not have an accent. Well, barely. You could barely tell she has an accent. She sounds, wow, and she's super hot, too. Like, fuck. Like, I scored real nice. And she wants me to come to Ukraine, you know what I mean? So, to be with her, and she has her own place and everything, but, well, yeah, I mean, well, if she can't come here, then yeah, I'll go there, but. Ah, whatever, Daria can't do shit. Hey, listen, I mean, I left her. And I'm with another girl, and I'm going to go. I can come to back to the same country and be with another girl. Just, listen, that's it, man. But anyways, man, talking about boxing. I beat many actual boxers, hater. A lot of boxers. The heavyweight boxer at the restaurant, he was a pure boxer. He didn't know Muay Thai, no MMA, no wrestling, just a boxer. 30 wins as an amateur boxer, 6'5", 205 pounds, heavyweight boxer. I beat the fuck out of him. And now I beat a U.S. Marine. You're asking me why I don't fight boxers? I fight boxers a lot. I beat so many boxers that I actually got bored of beating boxers. That's why I started beating, like, MMA guys and Marines and, you know, special ops and shit like that, because I beat so many boxers that, you know, it's just, that's the great thing about, that's the dynamic thing about the UBF, is that every fighter is welcome. Not everybody's welcome. If you're not a fighter, you can't compete. Street fighters, no. Street fighters, nah. Because everybody had street fights. Fucking everybody got into some street fights before. So what, you a fighter now because you got into some random brawls at a restaurant or something? You're not a fighter if you go. Street fighting is, you know. Listen, that's how I started, but I took that. But see, I'm the goat, man. I was born with immense punching power. Even when I was a kid, like when I was 16. You know, I told my homie, I'm like, it's time to, you know, fuck the streets. It's time to take this shit into the ring. I took it to the ring, and then that's when I developed the jab. That's when I developed the volume punching. That's when I developed everything you see today. You know, that's it. And that, doesn't it make for a great story that I never had a single amateur fight? And I'm the greatest boxer ever, and I'm the greatest pro that's ever laced them up, but I didn't have a single amateur fight, and I beat pros with a lot of amateur fights, but I never had an amateur fight. That's amazing, ain't it? Exactly. Charlie Z, the greatest of all time. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the amateur boxing circuit is real, but yeah, the Olympics might be rigged, but like I said, televised shit is rigged, but no, the Olympics might be, I don't know, I'm not sure, but the quote-unquote pros box record, that's just 100% fake. That's just fake, yeah, staged. Staged BS, man. Yeah, every year, man, I beat the shit out of at least one or two, at least one. Look how I finished the year. I beat 174, I beat Bellator Clown. Now, there's two idiots that I haven't mentioned them in a while. Let's see, Rick Robinson. Yeah, that wannabe. What does he have to say now, man? Fucking clown. Yo, Rick, man, did you see the fight yesterday? I know you've seen it. U.S. Marine, man, he got decked. See, this idiot told me on the phone, he's like, he was saying some really delusional, crazy shit. He was saying that he wants to fight me. And I told him that I would literally, you know, hospitalize the kid and possibly even kill him. And he goes, well, come on, it's like a hater challenge, you know, like, just, you know. Why don't you, I'm like, what am I going to get out of beating a delusional hater? What am I going to get out of it? Yeah, if I see a hater from the internet on the street, and I find out he's actually a hater, and he talks shit, I'm going to knock him out on the spot, obviously, yeah. But to schedule a fight with these clowns, and all they want to do is set me up. The whole Frederick Young bullshit, it's, listen, man, when I knocked out Andrew Retardly, going back to that, win number 9, I told you. Feel Pussy, who else? Lamar Doom, Feel Good, Feel Pussy, that's Feel Pussy. Feel Good, Lamar Doom, all these guys ran their mouth on the internet, but when they saw me in real life, I even came up to both of them, and I said, what's up, what's up? People talk a lot on the internet, what? What's up, then? I had my gloves on, everything, and then Lamar Doom's like, oh, we're just here to watch a good fight, man. I'm like, what? Man, you motherfuckers are crazy. Knock all these motherfuckers out at the same time. That's what I'm saying. They're brave behind the keyboard. But yeah, Rick Robinson, he's a fucking joker. Yeah, if I'm beating up U.S. Marines and you know, heavyweight boxers and Gio Zavala and Deontay Wilder, my hook, can you imagine just for a second? My hook to Rick Robinson, kill that kid, man. No, I'd literally kill that kid. You know, he'd be in the graveyard, man. And his colleague hater, Robert Dickhead Jr., what do you have to say now? Huh? Fucking, this moron puts on his glasses and just, like, sits there and, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I just watched, that motherfucker's swung the head, man. That's why I text him. A while to say shit. That dude's crazy. That dude is fucking crazy. I don't even know who Prophet Muscle is, man. Who the fuck is that? I don't even know. I heard of the name. I never watched his videos. I don't know. I don't follow, like, clowns, you know what I mean? I beat Marines. I beat a Navy SEAL last year. I beat top-level boxers. I beat Sean Davis. He's 26 and 7 in the Golden Gloves. He's 310 pounds. I beat him well, with gloves and bare knuckle, because he turned it into a street fight. Had to defend myself. Yeah, so I fight top level competition. I don't even know who Profit Muscle is, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, don't forget that the man speaking right now, this is the same man that got in the ring with Deontay Wilder and beat Deontay Wilder in that same ring. I nearly knocked Wilder out of that ring. That Wilder stepped in, he stepped in that ring, and I nearly knocked him out of that ring. So please, like, don't mention jokers like Profit Muscle or, you know what I mean? And, I don't know what the fuck that is, man. No, I heard the name, but I don't know. I never watch his troll bullshit on the computer, man. I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I go to gyms and I beat real fighters, man. I'd say out of all the Marines, this Marine, he was probably the, let's see. I beat them all so easily. See, like, remember that heavyweight Marine that was so scared of me? He, like, saying that, oh, I'm the guy that was saying he doesn't box and all that. Yeah, that dude. Man, I fucking destroyed him. I actually thought that was, I was better. Well, I don't know. I thought, well, I got more hits in. No, actually, no, I got more hits in yesterday. Well, I mean, I got more, like, power shots in, but. Yeah, yesterday the guy was quick. The Marine was—he was fast. You know, he was throwing back some good punches, but he couldn't land them. But no, like I said, I give credit to the guy, man. He put on the gloves, man. You know, nothing. He lost to Charlie's. I warned him. I told him. He asked me, "We're going headshots and everything." And I'm like, "Yes." I'm like, told him it's a fight. He was very well aware that it was a fight. He lost that fight, and we shook hands after. And that's it, man. But see, that the guys like, you see that idiot Israeli soldier. I mean, see, he's an Israeli soldier. He's a soldier. You know, especially the Israeli army. They teach the Navy SEALs Krav Maga. I don't know if they're stronger than Navy SEALs, but probably not. But well, I don't know. It depends. Well, Israeli Special Forces. Yeah, I don't know. They're on the same level as Navy SEALs. But the point is that. Motherfuckers like that, like you're in the Israeli army, you're in the special ops, or, you know, you can't conduct yourself the way you conduct yourself. You got your ass beat. You're getting your ass beat in a boxing match, so buy. You agree to a boxing match, so keep, even though you're losing, keep boxing. You try to kick, you're still going to say, he kicked me, right? But I what did I do? I punched him back, and I beat him just with my hands, despite him using his legs, his hands. He even tried that Muay Thai hold. He still, just like when I was punching Dijon, well, it was a little different. It looked a little different, you know. He continued getting punched. Then his girl cut the fucking camera, and then we both fell on the ground. And what did I do on the ground? Beat his ass just like I beat that wrestler's ass in Ukraine off my back. Same shit, except I had gloves on. Yeah, that's how it ended. And then we got separated, and then that's it. I landed total 11 punches on video, stand-up, and 5 punches on the ground. So I had 16 punches I landed on him, and he didn't land nothing, not one. Kicks don't count in boxing. And well, wow, one kick, 16 punches? Come on now. That's a slaughter. That's a massacre. That's literally a massacre, what I did to that Israeli soldier. And I would do that to anybody. To Anthony Joshua, that bum, that fucking hyped, overhyped mainstream bum. I done said it, bring him on. Anthony Joshua should come. Fuck Klitschko. Klitschko's a fucking bum, man. Klitschko ducked me for how many years, man? That guy's a joke. You can't even beat a fucking slow fucking cokehead Tyson Fury, man? Get the fuck out of here, son. When the fuck was the last time Klitschko had his fake little fight, man? 2015? We're in 2017. What the fuck? We took a year off? My God, man. These motherfuckers are embarrassing, man. But see, the thing is, I know the bitch goes, man. I know them in person. These guys are horrible. Not coordinated, slow, fucking. They're just terrible boxers. Deontay Wilder, I bombed on this motherfucker. I hit him in the jaw with the left hook. Yesterday, I looked spectacular versus the Marine. See, what did I tell everybody in 2016? or when the year begins. I'm going to carry all the momentum I had in 2016, winning 72 fucking fights. I'm going to carry all the momentum to 2017. Now, somebody asked me, like, oh, Charlie, when you get to 200 as your final fight before you retire, who do you plan to fight for 200? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm not sure I'm going to retire. No, when I get to 200, I'm going to take the rest of the year off, most likely. Yeah, But I'm 99.9% sure I'll be back in 2018 for 201 and 202 and 203. You know, we'll see. It's kind of tough because, you know, wow, it's amazing, man. I'm going to get to 200 wins before I'm 30 years old. Well, no shit I will. I mean, come on. Well, definitely before I'm 30. I'm probably even going to get there before I'm 29. I turned 29 in July, at the end of July, July 27th, so. Yeah, man. It's like I got nothing to prove and I have so many wins. 179 wins, 0 losses. That's already like I could retire right now on top. You know, yesterday I beat a Marine. I could just retire right now and just call it a career. And this is that nobody will ever surpass me and go down in history as a GOAT. I'm not going to do that. I'm saying hypothetically I could. But, okay, 200 is a given. I'm going to get there. Say the Marine stepped up. I won a bare knuckle fight 3 days before that, so that's two. I already notched two wins in 1 week. So that's it, man. Like I said, no worries. Motherfuckers are going to start stepping up like always, man. What, you think everybody's going to continue backing out? Fuck no. I keep going to gyms. I keep challenging people. Eventually, motherfuckers are going to start stepping up like they always do. Every year, there's been some, you know, bumps in the road as far as like, you know, oh, shit, I can't get an opponent. Yeah, but then eventually somebody always steps up, man. So, yeah, I mean, the SEAL, yeah, he didn't back out, but he got deployed, man. He's a fucking Afghanistan or some shit. I talked to my homie yesterday. He said, nah, man, the SEAL that I was supposed to box, I would have knocked him out. He got deployed for like, he's going to be out for a while, so he's, I don't know. When he comes back, then I can beat his ass, but I'm going to be 200-0 by then, so. Yeah, for win 200 in Navy SEAL, that would be, like, ideal. That would be phenomenal. Hey, listen, depends, because I got this new girlfriend. Yeah, she's really hot on video and on picture, yeah, so no worries with her, but, if I go back to Ukraine, because she's in Ukraine, but she speaks English, though, like, I already feel better. Man, I barely know the girl for, like, a few days, man, and I already feel more comfortable with her than I did with Daria in 2 years, so, yeah, because she speaks English, you know, like, my language, native language, I don't really want to go back to Ukraine. You know, it's kind of like second, third world country. It's a good country, but nothing compared to the U.S. But, well, that's what I'm saying. Since she speaks English, it's going to be a lot easier to bring her out here. Oh, fuck it. I'm sure she'll be down to come that way, to move to L.A. with me. Well, I got to talk to her, you know. She's already really into me. You know, we've been on the phone, texting, and everything, so. She got a great body. Great body. Like an hourglass. I'm serious. Like fucking super hot. Super hot. Like curvy. Really curvy. Just how I like them. Right after I met. Wow, that's, you know, the U.S. Marine, not just for that fight, man, for all my 179 wins, man. Like, I got rewarded temporarily with Daria for 2 years, but I got to get, like, rewarded again But I got to get rewarded. Okay, Daria was just hot. This girl was hot. I don't know her yet, but, you know. I mean, I don't know her too well yet, but I will. I'll get to know her, and then I'll see. But yeah, if I feel she's the one, I'm going to go back to Ukraine and bring her to America. You know, because she's a girl, and she probably wants me to go there first, and she'll see me and everything, so she can... I've had, like I said, my ex, Victoria, she came from Atlanta by herself to... She stayed in my house. Okay, it's America, but still a different state, still, you know what I mean? Well, I'm a boxing champion, you know what I mean? Like, these women see they do. Like, yeah, I show them the fight videos. They're like, oh, okay, well, he's an established world champion. He's not, you know what I mean? Because there's some fucking, okay, random regular person, like some fucking, Rick Robinson can be a fucking predator. For all, you know who's a predator? 100%, man. That Robert Decker Jr. guy with glasses? Robert Dickhead Jr.? 100% that motherfucker's a predator, man. Motherfucker looks like a predator, man. That motherfucker looks like a fucking child molester or whatever. Predator, man. Yeah. No, I'm not even joking. That dude looks like a fucking... Yeah, like him, he gets no pussy, man. That's why he's so mad. That's why that's why he's disappointed and makes videos talking shit about me, because he's jealous. I get top-notch pussy. I get... You know, I'm a world-class elite, top level, you know, bar none, the best fighter in the world, and that's why he's jealous, and he makes these videos criticizing me and my opponents, and like, blah, blah, blah. Dude, is there any video of you fighting anybody? Is there, you know, it's like, I hate when people that don't like, and not just about me, just in general, like, you know, that talk shit, like, there's some clowns that talk shit about athletes, you know, like basketball players, you know, boxers, you know, like, dude, you've never waist up gloves in your life, man. At least there's no video of it. But yeah, how it all began, like, going way back, you know, everybody knows, you know, Charlie's on off now, but, you know, if you want me to go way back, like, well, I started boxing professionally in you know, 2004. The first video I posted on the internet was like 2007, so for 3 years I was just boxing and not posting any videos. Now the world knows, man. Now they know. You know, some didn't want to accept, you know, reality. They didn't want to. Well, I mean, they didn't want to accept the truth, so I had to show it to them. Yeah, I gotta admit, whoever wrote that comment is like some hard art. Like, what did he say? Fuck. He was like, Bisky watching. I was like, I'll start laughing. It's like, out of all the fucking. Out of all the enemies I beat, why, it's just funny though. John Jones is a pussy. Motherfucker says I'm still the best in the world, man. No, you're not. You never were. Come fight me. I'll show you what the best in the world is. Motherfucker takes steroids. Yeah, no fighter that really believes he's the best is going to take enhancements, man. It's just... If you know that you're naturally the best, why do you need to get enhancements? Why do you need to cheat? And Damn, I beat the fuck out of this Marine, man. But some of these haters are shocked that I box so well, man. I box so great. Yeah. I'm laughing at the motherfucker that I just put to sleep. I'm watching that. It's actually January 8th. It's 1 year. Yeah, remember that dude I put to sleep in the ring last year? He just drops. Motherfucker gets in there. He gets in there like he's about to do some damage, and next thing you know, he gets damaged, man. Oh, right here. Arnie Zanzibar, the guy who put the... Hey, man, I got to say, this is my favorite comment under the victory versus the Marine. A great two-piece to the head, some heavy-duty artillery or biscuit. Are you watching and learning? This is how you do it. shit. Bisky. Hey, Bisky's watching, man, but he's not doing anything about it, man. I already beat his ass, man. And another thing, though, what else makes my combat story and my boxing slash combat career, what makes it even greater is that I took down all my enemies. Deontay Wilder, I beat him with that hook in the ring. Jason Rubisky beat this guy. It was like, yeah, me and Deontay had beef for years too. But the thing is, it was like we had beef since 2012. We had some words on Facebook, and then we just stopped talking. And then I just beat other opponents, you know, for 2 years. And then eventually we settled it. But it's like it was kind of like, you get what I'm saying? With me and Jason and me and the Kuds, you know, it was constant beef every time. Like, cause these motherfuckers are near me. Wilder's in Alabama. These motherfuckers in LA. The Kuds literally live like a few blocks away from me. Yeah, they're done. They realize they're after I beat them, and come on, I'm 179-0 now, beating Marines. You know, I'm on a different level, man. And they know that, and they realize that. And they obviously stopped bothering me. Well, I broke Ole Kud's jaw. I mean, would you want to bother a guy that broke your jaw? Of course not, because you don't want it to get broken again, right? Okay then, Urbisky thought that he could take me. He didn't believe that I was this great of a fighter or this great of a boxer, and when I dropped him with those headshots, yeah, that's it. I seen him after that, but he was on a skateboard like an idiot. He didn't do anything. I talk shit to him. I'm like, be Jill's Vollen, motherfucker. Who the fuck are you? You're a clown. Jason Rubisky, wait, can you imagine Jill's Vollen versus Jason Rubisky? Okay, Jill Zavala knows how to strike. He knows how to wrestle. This dude would kill Jason, and he's a lot bigger than him. Jason does not have the punching power nor the speed. He's not a boxer. He's an MMA fighter. He's a wrestler. He even told me that he sucks at striking. He says that his game is to. He was like bragging that he could take any boxer down and just like finish him on the ground, elbow them, and like submit them and all that shit. Like in a street fight, or whatever. But okay, I had a street fight with him. Why couldn't he do that to me? He got his ass kicked. I dropped him, and then he tried his MMA shit. But no, he didn't do nothing. That elbow, it hit mostly my arm. Regardless, even if he would have landed one elbow on me, he didn't. I'm saying hypothetically, if he would have, I landed six power punches on his head. Yeah, Urbisky needs to. Somebody, Urbisky, you watching? He needs to be watching and learning. Because if he wants to learn how to strike, man, he used to watch my videos, man. This dude can't strike for shit, man. I used to train with him at the MMA gym, man. So, but see, that's why that's why the motherfucker, he started beef with me. You know what I'm saying? He told everybody. Jason's he's a liar. Look, he told everybody that I was picking fights with him during sparring. It was the other way around. You know what I mean? I was so fucking strong. Because, see, he had clients. Yeah, he would just train a bunch of regular dudes or novice fighters that he would just bully around, and that's what he was used to. But then when Charlie Z came in the gym, he's like, ah, fuck, I can't bully this dude around. You know what I mean? And that's why we started beefing it. You see, it makes sense, right? Makes sense, right? He could not bully me, and that's when it became personal, because he bullies all these other dudes that he trained, And even at that time, I was like 2009, 2010. That was before, right before I became UBF champion, or like a year before. And then, me and him had like a MMA rule sparring. Man, I beat his ass. I outboxed him. Body shots, I just outboxed him. You know, I mean, jab after jab after jab, and just like, yeah, I mean, he landed some takedowns, but then I got right up and just kept beating his ass. And yeah, Jason's a fucking clown, man. I don't even know why I'm talking about him. No, it's because of the comment, because the dude wrote about my... I won a fight yesterday against the U.S. Marine. A U.S. Marine beat the shit out of Jason Urbiski. But, we'll see, Urbiski, as much as I hate the guy, I'd say he was an average fighter. Like, guys like Michael Barsky, I don't even want to mention Andrew Harley. Andrew Retarley, yeah, that's... I'm not even going to mention him. We're not going to talk about him. He's not a fighter. He's a troll. We're not even going to talk about guys like that. It's just, you know, Andrew Harley, Delray Reigns, they're not fighters. They're dishwashers, man. Delray's a dishwasher, and Andrew, hey, did you guys know something? I found out that Andrew Harley, he's mixed. He's mixed, man. He's half inbred, half retard. I'm serious, man. Andrew's half inbred, half retard, man. That's why we don't want to talk about that, man. This is a boxing radio. We don't want to talk about half inbreds, half retards, man. And Deontay Wilder, well, he's a full-born retard because he thinks he beat me. Like, if I was Deontay Wilder, I'd be ashamed if a motherfucker hit me like that and I flew across the ring like that, and we continued fighting in the second fight the same night, and I caught him with a knockdown, and I that's the thing. I never, in street fights, yeah, I smashed the Aryan brother. He was on the ground. I kept punching him. Like, I ground and pounded him. But that's a street fight. Anything goes in bare knuckle, especially on the street, yeah. That's the rules, man. When you have gloves on, ring, when you're wearing boxing gloves, because if you want a street fight, why the fuck would you put on boxing gloves? You just fight without gloves, you know, just fight on the spot. But when you're wearing gloves on, yeah, it's a boxing match. It doesn't have to be in a ring. It could be anywhere. The gym, street, whatever. If you're wearing boxing gloves on, it is a boxing match. That's it. But and Deontay Wilder, he got fucked up in the ring. Outside the ring, you know, it wasn't my best fight, but I connected some body shots, and I just got caught, man. It happens, man. Hey, he got caught in the ring, man. I got caught outside the ring. He got caught in the ring. But here's the difference. I won both fights. I won in the ring. Physically, I bombed on Wilder. I beat him physically and technically by TKO. And the second fight, I physically got him with some nice shots, too, and I technically beat him by disqualification, so I am undefeated. Deontay Wilder never beat me. Dejon Daniels, I physically manhandled him in the first round. Second round was close. You know, my jabs and his weak hooks, I landed a lot more jabs than he did. Those hooks didn't even, they skinned me, most of them. They didn't. Well, think about it. I kept jabbing him after, like, he would hit, when I was really tired, you know. Dude was cheating and all that shit. And then, yeah, so, hey, Dejon Daniels, you know, even though people tell me, oh, champ, you fucked him up, he doesn't deserve a rematch, what he did in the end, you know, he just proved that you beat him, because why the fuck would somebody choke if they know they won the fight? Exactly, but that's the thing. Because of his horrible, unsportsmanlike actions, I want to knock Dejon out. But I did my best. I told him, I'm like, I got a ring. Yeah, there's an owner that I know. He has a ring. He allows filming. Listen, this guy doesn't want to fight. So you motherfucking haters that stop messaging me and saying, like, well, I don't talk to them that much. You know, I try to ignore these delusional clowns. But some clown, oh, why don't you rematch Dijon, huh? If you're so fucking good, why don't you rematch Dijon? Hey, Dijon doesn't want to rematch me. Because he realizes that, okay, you know how that one dude from New York called in my radio and he said Dijon did his homework, he studied your style, and you know, that's why the fight was kind of close. No, that's not what, he may be right. Yeah, I'm sure he did, because Deontay Wilder told me that he told Dijon, him and Dijon are friends. Well, I beat both of them. But here's the thing. Yeah, Deontay Wilder told me on the phone that Dijon watched, both of them watched my shit, man. We all know each other, and we hate each other. You know what I'm saying? The point is this. I agree with the, what's his name, Eddie from New York. I agree that Dijon studied me. But that's not why the second round was close. The first round was not close. How I battered him with that four-piece, that's not close. That was one-sided. The reason why the second round was close was I had a bad day. See, on my bad days, I still look good. You know what I mean? Can you imagine if I was on a good day? Or even on a mediocre day, Dijon would be in the hospital. On my best day, Dijon will be in the ER, and he knows that. I'm telling you, I snapped the guy's head to the side, man. I saw him talk video of him and Frederick. He's saying that in a rematch he'll take me out. Come do it. That's why he backed out. That's why I got a ring. See, I went to his gym and I fought him and I beat him, and he had all those people with him. That's why he was brave. And I told him, come down to the gym. Now you come to, it's not my gym, but to, you know. And come to my area. Come to my neck of the woods, motherfucker. Come to my neck of the woods. You try your shit here, you go. Look, how's he going to choke me if I'm going to knock him out cold? I'm not going to throw any jabs at Dijon if I ever fight him. But if me and Dijon fight again, I'm going to rush him like I've been rushing everybody the past past few years. Well, come on. What I did yesterday, no, I'm going to rush him a lot. I hate Dijon. I would literally make sure that he would, listen, another point victory over him. Yeah, officially it was a disqualification win, but physically it was a points victory. Another point win, or even a TKO win. A TKO would be good. No. Dijon needs to go to sleep. I need to put his lights out. If I see him on the street or something, I don't know. But that would be the only way, because he doesn't want to fight. Forget Wilder. I cracked Wilder in the ring. He flew out of camera sight. There's no... Wilder needs to get revenge on me, man. I don't need to get revenge. What, some stupid fluke knockdown? Get out of here. I beat Wilder, man. Dijon. See, I beat Dijon, too. But see, the thing is, that choke shit he did, it was a long time ago, man. That's the fuck. He would never... If he literally... got in that same position, I would elbow the shit out of him. I would elbow his ribs. I'd get out of that shit, and I'd knock him out with my fists. I was just too damn fatigued, you know. I was unsuspecting shit, you know. I just beat his ass in and out the ring, and this guy tries to get revenge by doing that bullshit. And then he tells people that he beat me in an MMA fight. He's delusional. He's crazy. I'd murder him. Hey, that ninja guy that I beat, man, ninjutsu fighter that I beat, Muay Thai, he's Muay Thai, but it's like, look at his stance, it's obvious he did ninjutsu and all that shit, but that guy is much, I don't like him either, man, we had beef too, but no, that guy would fucking, he'd murder Dijon. Dijon's a fat bum. Do you see the people he spars? They're like Deontay Wilder. You saw a fat boy Deontay Wilder from fighting? That's the level Dijon fights at his gym, spars, whatever. Yeah, man, get some fucking, literally some autistic kids in the ring and boxes them. This guy is sad. He doesn't belong in the ring, man. Him and that delusional trainer of his, EJ. Hey, he got me the fight with Derek the Giant. Remember those, I had photo shoots, and I even thanked that piece of shit. And this fucking clown still... See, I didn't know, but now I know he's a fake. But the reason why he got me the Derek the Giant fight like it was a huge fight. I mean, I beat him. It was like David Goliath, you know. I mean, it's gonna go down in history, you know what I mean? But he got me that fight because he was convinced that Derek was gonna beat me, and Derek lost to me. He didn't know I was that fast, that dynamic, that good. And I just get in the ring and I just box circles around Derek the Giant. I slipped in the end. I got right up. Now, something that Derek the Giant isn't telling you guys, something that, you know, is on, I believe it was, it's in the gym's camera. I mean, okay. After I beat Derek the Giant's ass, they turned off their, you know what he told me? I come up to him. I wasn't going to do anything. I was just telling him, you just got your fucking ass beat, motherfucker. He's like, you better get away from me before I call the police, man. So tough guy. He says he knocked me out. Wait a minute. And he's saying he's going to call the police on me? Dude, you got outboxed like a punching bag. And then you threatened me with the authorities? For what? Just for rubbing in the result that you lost? No, he got scared because I came up to him with my knuckles, my fist, and I'm like, he thought I was going to fuck him up again, bare knuckle this time, and he said, get away from me before I call the police, and I'm like, wow, you're 300 pounds, you're a professional boxer, and you're 6'4", and he's Derek the Giant, man. Like I said, Derek the Giant, DeJuan Daniels, Deontay Wilder, Jason Urbinski, Michael Barsky, I beat all these motherfuckers. All my enemies. Teardrop was my enemy and beat him. No, he's a murderer. The Kuds, yeah, but the Kuds are low level, so I don't even want to, like, they're like, motherfuckers are like rock bottom. All these motherfuckers hit rock bottom when I hit them. I just got to figure out what I'm going to do next if I'm going to go to Ukraine, man. Oh, if I go back to Ukraine, you already know the 200-0 is going to... I'll get that shit in like 3-4 weeks. Well, at least, yeah, man, it's easy to get fights there, man. I'm not as known there, and they got a lot of fighters there, man. Sambo, yeah, I beat a lot of Sambo fighters, and they got a lot of good boxers out there, too, and I beat their asses, too, but... Showed him who the greatest boxer is. No, Ukraine is, it's like, L.A. is better to live, but to, well, I mean, I beat everybody here, you know? I'm sure if I lived in Ukraine for 5-6 years, same shit. I'd beat so many people that eventually Ukraine would be terrified of me. They were. I beat 13 total, but that last year I beat 11 people there, and like as victory after victory, I got noticed in the town that me and Daria were living in that town. I got noticed by the people that all the gyms I went to, motherfuckers already knew me there. You know, that's what I'm saying. It builds up. You know, when you know, whatever plate, no matter where in the world you go, when you're as good as I am in boxing, when you got hands as lethal as mine, when you fuck up people at the level that I fucked them up, and you put it on video, they're gonna see it, man. Like, when I smashed that killer soldier, the next day I go to the gym, everybody's like, oh, shit, man, we saw on YouTube how you beat up that soldier. See, that's what I'm saying. It's just like they find out quick, man. Yeah, I'm going to get off here, man, everybody. Thanks for listening to Charlie Zone off the greatest of all time. 179. Oh, yesterday, man. You know, prolific victory, you know. It was a phenomenal and parallel to performance once again. And 180 is going to be even better.